Hello, everyone. My name is Charles Danger Shepherd. I don't show how grateful I am to the people that matter most to me enough. I don't do it enough. I mean, I pass out hugs and kisses, and I try to be as kind as to people as I'm willing to be, but I find myself unable to communicate my gratitude at the appropriate times or in the usual ways. So I'd like to take this time to say thank you to them, them being the ever-growing circle of people that I find myself indebted to. For whom it may concern, mostly if you find yourself in completing a past service, deed, or a nice act towards me at any time during our existences, I would like to thank you for those things at this time. To my friends, who without which I would be a very different person, I thank you for your companionship at this time. To my parents, who I seriously owe my life to, I thank you for everything you've done for me, and I truly do appreciate it. All of it. To my congregation, whose ever-changing landscape is a pleasant reminder that I actually do grow up when time passes, I would like to thank you for being the place that I grew up in, and to the minister of this church, Steve Eddington, even though he isn't really here right now, I would still like to thank him. I find it almost saddening that this is Steve's final year as our minister, and I see it as more of a loss for not only our current congregation, but for future generations of Nashville UUs who will be without his gentle guidance and his rumbling tone of pleasant civility. I find myself not communicating my gratitude enough in my normal existence, but I basically just thank everyone ever with that, so I think I should just be covered until my next public speaking appointment. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Zoe Goodell, and this is my vignette on gratitude. At the ripe young age of 18, I feel like there's already so much to be grateful for. I've been presented with more opportunities than most of the adults I know. I've been to more concerts than I can count on my fingers and my toes, and I've been to so many cool places, like Muir Woods in Washington, D.C. My parents have given me freedom and experience that many people have yet to see and understand. In my life so far, I can say I visited Alcatraz, connected with Tibetan monks, met some incredible people like Patch Adams and Eric Burden, experienced Cambodian folk dance, and stayed at hostels in Martha's Vineyard. My mother has always been the person who has pushed me to reach my artistic potential. She taught me how to draw, paint, sew, knit, make jewelry, and appreciate all fine arts. My father has helped me appreciate all types of sports, and he's also been the core reason for me to pursue music. My dad taught me how to be sincere and sensitive, and he's by far one of the coolest people I've ever met, and I feel privileged to say I'm his daughter. Because of the way my parents raised me, I was lucky enough to be raised here at the UU Church of Nashua. This community is loving and accepting, and I feel like too many people are unable to experience a community this wonderful as often as I do, if ever in their lives. This church has given support to youth conferences when everywhere else turned their backs, and I'm so thankful for that. I've also learned so much about myself and the world around me just by knowing members of this church. Seeing the world through the eyes of a Unitarian Universalist is the only way I could ever imagine it. I'm very grateful for all of the values I've learned because of the UUs. All in all, at the ripe young age of 18, I can say I'm very happy with my life and I haven't even graduated high school yet. Thank you.
Hey guys, my name's Corey Atkinson, and I think what I'm grateful for the most is the things that I can say right off the top of my head what I am grateful for, rather than like sitting down and having to think what I'm grateful for. The first thing that comes to my mind is my dad. He's not here today, but like I love that dude, seriously. He's like my best friend, and he just has really gotten me out of some tough times. He's a Christian, and that gave him like so much faith, and especially through the years that, you know, me, and I have a sister, Nicole, she's not here either, but for the years that we weren't with him, really, we were the only things like keeping him going, and, you know, we're with him today, and he's, you know, my best friend. He's like one of the smartest guys I've ever met. Just has like this wisdom, but also just very charismatic dude, and I don't know what I'd do without him. I'm also grateful for a Danger Shepherd over there, mainly because I've known him since like my freshman year of high school, and He's shown me a love that I can only imagine brothers can show, and I've never had an actual brother, but he's the closest thing I've ever gotten to one, and I'm really grateful for him. I'm also grateful for this church because I've never really been a part of it, but like I've gone to the youth services, like the cons, and those are really cool because I've met some like fantastic people with like these new ideas and these awesome outlooks on life, and it like blew me away because I was like 16 at the time, and you know I never really met people with like these outlooks or these creative tendencies, to which just like it resonated on me in a huge way. And now that I've gone from just these little youth conferences to like going to youth group to like standing right here talking to everyone in this really cool building area, it's almost surreal because I never thought I'd do something like this. And it's given me a lot of purpose, I suppose, because not much has given me that in the past, so it's nice having a sense of belonging when you didn't ever really have that feeling for, you know, most of your life. And it's nice. It's a warm and welcoming feeling to which I hope that I can become a member one day, because I think that that would be just the best. And the whole idea of UU is just really everything I wanted, because it's just like, hey, come to this place where you can be anyone and anything with any other religion, and we'll totally accept you for who you are. And like, who can complain, honestly? I know I can't. And I just want to thank everyone for like showing me this happiness to which I could probably never have found on my own. So thank you all.